Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. Push my story. Everybody have a story to tell. Everybody is dealing with something or somebody. We thank you for tuning in to Push My Story. Amen. Push Outreach Ministry, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ as far as it can go. Your radio host, Pastor Mina Livingston, and we have today Elder Gerald Livingston. Amen. We just thank God for joining us this morning. This morning, amen, Elder will be teaching on in the book of John. And this time we're going to hear words, inspiration, and the word of God coming from the man of God, Elder Gerald Livingston.
Good morning, all of you listening to the sound of my voice. This is Elder Gerald Livingston from Push Outreach Ministries, and prior to talking from the book of John today, I'm going to be coming from the book of Proverbs. The reason I'm coming from the book of Proverbs is because the book of Proverbs, at this particular time in the land, there are a whole lot of people talking a lot of foolish words, words that don't mean nothing, words that try to entrap people's souls, words that try to entrap people's minds. Okay, but it's very important. If you have your word, if you have your Bible, whatever version you may be using, please turn to the 18th chapter of Proverbs. Okay. Now, the book of Proverbs was written 1,000 years before Christ was born. Okay. And these words were placed in the canon of Scripture because the Lord knew that men needed guidance and wisdom with regard to how they handle their affairs on the earth, because they would be having communication with different races and different peoples, ethnic groups throughout the land and the world. Now, communication is very important in terms of trying to convey an idea or get somebody to explain something to you, so that you can both have something in common, or you can see where you can draw a line where you don't have things in common. So these words that have put here are for the wisdom of man's mind, okay, because man's mind is constantly engaged with thoughts of things that are not of God, things that are not relevant to God, things that have no connection to God, okay? I'm getting to the point myself now where I'm starting to reevaluate some things in my own life, you know, such as what I look at on TV and what I deal with. And I'm coming to the conclusion now that if it's not true, I don't even want the image. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to waste my time with it, because I don't have a lot of time on this earth. None of us do. 80, 100 years, 180 years. It's not a lot of time. And you can't... you know, you can't, if people want to spend their time, which the enemy wants you to do, to dwell on words that he puts in your, tries to put in your conscious mind that he thinks you should act upon that don't have anything to do with God, or that waste time, you know, meaning that nobody is getting to hear the gospel, or nobody's getting to hear the truth so they can get their self together so they want to meet the Lord. That's what the enemy likes. But anyway, I'm not going to get into discussion about that right now. I'm going to start reading from the 7th verse of this 18th chapter. And as times allow, as my time allotted is allowed, I will try to continue on until such time. Now, in the 7th verse, It says a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Spiritually, the fool's the one who does not know the Bible. Okay? Anybody that doesn't want to know the Bible or doesn't want to hear the Bible or tries to blaspheme the Bible or tries to designate you a certain way or a certain name because you read one, and I'm talking about the Holy Scriptures. Let me define the Bible. There's many Bibles in this world, okay? You got the financial Bible, and you got the get-rich-quick Bible, and you got all these Bibles. I'm not talking about any of these worldly Bibles. I'm talking about the Holy Scriptures of God, the 66 books of the Holy Scriptures of God, the eternal word, the Holy Bible. This is the Bible I'm talking about. I don't want anybody to get confused about, well, you didn't specify what Bible it was. Which one are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about the Holy Scriptures of God, the 66 books of the Holy Scripture of God from the book of Genesis, which describes the crucible of the universe, to the book of Revelation, which describes the return of Jesus Christ upon the earth to set up the kingdom of God as he would have it to be one day. Now, as I said, spiritually, the fool is the one who does not know the Bible because of his lack of true knowledge. The Bible has true knowledge. Now, a couple of weeks ago, either me or my wife spoke about the truth. I'm not going to get into truth, what's true and what is truth, and getting all these philosophical discussions, okay? If you read the Word of God, if you read all 66 books of the Bible, you'll have a good indication of what truth is. But if you don't want to pick it up, if you don't want to read it, then you can continue to walk around in the world, stay in darkness, never really know the truth, and more than likely lose your soul. Okay? And it says, okay, because of his true knowledge, he will quickly find trouble. Now tell me, how many of you out there, saved or unsaved, okay, because of your mouth or what you said, you've ran into trouble? Now, if it was God-inspired, you had spiritual trouble because the demons out there didn't like it. The enemy didn't like it, all right? And then if you weren't in the Lord and you spoke some stuff, well, the world has its rules, and you still got into trouble because you got caught anyway with some things. Not all things, but in some things, okay? And it's all because of the words that proceeded out of your mouth, all right? Because of your lack of true knowledge, in other words, since you don't retain the wisdom of God in your mind, you can't, when you see people, you can't reference how would God respond in this situation or how would Jesus handle it or what should I say that God may approve of it. People just run off at the mouth, you know, because it says in the Word of God, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And what's in a man if his mind is full of nonsense, mischief, foolishness, greed, avarice, whatever? Envy and jealousy, it's going to come out of his mouth some kind of way. Even if it's deception, it's going to come out of your mouth, okay? Because what's in you comes out of you, but it's put into more like into the realm of reality with your spoken words, okay? So you can speak words, you know, just mess yourself up. Like you say, you know, like people say this expression, I'm just dying to go to that. You're dying to go. You keep saying you're dying to go. One day you're going to die. I'm dying to go. You're dying to go where? See, these little colloquial expressions, people just flip them around. They don't think they mean anything. But, you know, you can generally put curses on yourself with your words, okay? You know, my family had the disease. That kind of nonsense. You're going to ignore what the Word says about how Jesus Christ provided for your healing, and now you're going to get into some kind that you heard from somebody or some health provider and believe something about your family history has a whole lot to do with what happened or what's upon you. And that's not it, okay? Since the fall of man, the spirit of infirmity has been on the earth. It ended the earth when man fell in the garden, okay? It says the first thing that happened when man fell in the garden, it says that, and they were afraid. There was no fear in the earth till man started disobeying God. And as soon as man started disobeying God, that fear entered the earth, and it's fear of whatever it is. Fear of man, fear of being caught, fear of losing your money. It don't matter what it is. That spirit of fear entered the earth when man fell, okay? And that was because man, listening to one man, agreed with one man, and he gave, both of them gave themselves over to the lies and deception of the devil, okay? But that was when they partook of that fruit, whatever it may have been, it didn't matter what type of fruit it was, it was just something God told them not to do. See, the test was, There's this thing here. There's this tree, and I don't want you messing with that one. You know, you got all these other billions of trees around here. Don't think about it. Just think about this for 1 minute. You got all these different trees with all these different other types of fruit, you know, and maybe another tree that probably had the same fruit on it. There's a tree he told you not to mess with. But you can't listen, see. You got to say, well, what's so special about it? See, there you go. Who told you to start thinking about what was so special about it? The first thing that happens to people start getting in their mind trying to figure something out. And then they try to figure God out, who you can't figure out, because he's too vast, okay? His knowledge is too vast. He's too incomprehensible, okay? And, you know, it says in the Word of God, you know, he said, "Who? What is man that thou art mindful of him?" Think about that. Who are we that God is mindful of us? We're like some little speck of grain on some beach. Each one of us, okay? But God is mindful of us because he wants us all to come to repentance and he wants us all to come to salvation, okay? Now, next Sunday is Palm Sunday, okay? A lot of you may know about Palm Sunday, those of you that go to church. And that was when Jesus Christ got on a colt and rode into Jerusalem, okay, prior to his death, all right? But, and then the Sunday after that will be Easter Sunday, okay? And that's a whole different thing, okay, because Easter Sunday, when people are supposed to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, the world right now doesn't want to acknowledge or celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. And, you know, do you know overseas in some places, the resurrection of Jesus is more of a holiday than Christmas? Now, you see in the United States, where Christmas, everybody's going about buying all this and that, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Well, overseas, they don't do. Some places overseas, they don't waste time with that because it's not important to them. Okay? Over here, you know, overseas, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is what's important. Right? But I'm not getting into the traditions of man with the Easter egg hunts and all of that type of stuff. I'm not going to get into all of that. I'm not here to talk about that because I'm not the one who started it and I'm not the one who prescribed it. And I don't want to talk about that. I'm just talking here today about words, okay? Those holidays were stopped because certain men spoke those words that proclaimed that as being important, and that thing was established the way it is, okay? And see, what happens is when you constantly, through repetition, meaning over and over and over again, it's just like a camera. You keep rolling something over and over again, and you try to speak these words or try to get people to look at these images, to try to brainwash them or try to get control over their mind, to get them to act on things. All of these things, those are dark forces, are controlled by words, okay? It's the same thing as God uses the words of God, which are energized by his life force of the Holy Spirit, to open up the eyesight of the people who are blind in the spirit to come to repentance. Those words that are spoken in faith by the person, when they receive the gospel, is what gets them saved, okay? And the blood of Jesus Christ, it says, cleanses us from with remission, and cleanses us from all sin. But you cannot have the blood applied, okay, if you don't want to heed the words of the Bible. If you don't want to heed the words of the gospel, then you don't have any concern or care about yourself, okay? Yes, I do. I take care of myself. I take good care of myself, and I got this. No, don't listen. Listen to me. Don't misunderstand me. You don't take care of your real self. Okay? Now, I didn't have a lot of time today to go into this as extensively as I may have wanted to. But I just want you to all be aware that the only word that means anything in this world is the words that come from the Holy Scripture. And if you spend time in the Word of God every day and pray before you read the Word of God and ask God to enlighten your mind, he will reveal these words to your mind so that you can come to a greater understanding and a greater place and depth in the knowledge of God. Now, I hope you all got something out of this. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and I hope to talk to you again soon. God bless you all.
We thank God for Elder, for those wonderful words of wisdom coming from God. And, you know, you have to be led by the Spirit. So he emphasized, you know, we should choose our words very carefully, what we say every day, and how we proclaim many things. So we just love the Lord, amen, and God is still working things out for us, and We're still learning. Amen. And we just pray that you will continue, amen, to pray and seek the Lord, amen, and that you may find joy and happiness in these last and crucial days.